Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Church leaders in Africa continue to respond positively to Pope Benedict XVI's visit last week, during which he presented the working document for the upcoming African Synod Assembly and offered a message of reconciliation, justice, and peace for the whole continent. A member of the committee that drafted the working document, one of Africa's most prominent churchmen, the Archbishop of Durban, South Africa, Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, told Festus Tarawali both the theme of the document and the Pope's message grow out of the Church's experience on the continent.
We've already been doing a lot in the area of justice and peace in our diocese since the last synod. In fact, even before the last synod, we had this strong concentration on justice and peace. And therefore, I would say that for us in South and Southern Africa, justice and peace is simply developing something that was already being practiced and maybe putting more of a theory, more of scripture references behind it, and getting people to understand why working for justice and peace is important, even under a government that we have now elected. It's not just against an apartheid government, which I think many people in the past understood justice and peace to mean working against the government that is oppressing the majority of its people.
So as a political message, what do you think this visit by the Pope, what message do you think he would like to send to the political leaders of Africa?
I think he's very clear. The message is very clear that you've also got to practice justice and peace, and that justice and peace means putting the community first. It means also that you make yourself a servant of the community that you lead. True, you get all the honors and that as first citizen of the country, but your main task is to see that your citizens get the best deal that is possible. I think that's quite clear.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.